Hello and welcome to Market Week in Review for the week ending April 5th, 2024. I'm your host, Michelle Bajargal, and today I'm joined by our Chief Investment Strategist, Paul Eidelman. Paul, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Great. Well, let's focus on today's conversation primarily on the U.S. We're recording this in studio on April 4th, Thursday. So it's fair to say that U.S. investors are primarily focused on the U.S. employment report that's due out tomorrow. But ahead of that, we see quite a bit of volatility in the bond market. I think the U.S. 10-year Treasury yield is up 4.3% or so. So maybe if you can talk a little bit about the drivers of the volatility.
Yeah, I think the main message one is of U.S. economic resilience, at least in the short term. On Monday morning, where most of the yield increase happened, that morning we had the release of the Institute for Supply Management's manufacturing survey for the month of March. And that important survey showed economic growth in the manufacturing sector move back into positive territory again for the first time in a year and a half. And so I think the idea that the Fed stopped their hiking cycle, that a lot of investors and businesses are getting a little bit more confident that maybe the U.S. can avoid a recession this year, is starting to allow some demand into that important cyclical industry to start to recover a little bit. And so I think on the back of that, it looks like the economy in the U.S. is doing pretty well in the first quarter, and potentially with that growth persisting into the second quarter as well. And so that economic resilience is causing fixed income investors to question whether or not the Fed can actually start cutting interest rates in June. We think they still can, but there's obviously a little bit of uncertainty there the longer this strong growth continues.
Speaking of Fed, Chair Powell held an interview this past Wednesday at Stanford University. Is there anything that stood out to you from his commentary?
Not particularly, actually. And I think in this case, no news is good news for fixed income markets, because there have been questions about this strong growth and a couple of hotter inflation data points and sort of whether or not the Fed will start pivoting or backing away from its baseline of rate cuts in 2024. And so in that interview at Stanford University, Powell still talked about a baseline forecast that U.S. inflation will keep moderating gradually down towards their 2% inflation target. And he thought that the Fed could still cut interest rates later this year. And so I think that provided a little bit of stability in terms of what had been a sort of more anxious fixed income market up until that point.
So maybe just pivoting a little bit, as I mentioned, we're recording this on Thursday, April 4th, and today as of close, markets weakened into the close on concerns around Israel and Iran war. So if you can maybe have any comments to that?
Yeah, equity markets in the United States flipped from green to red late in the Thursday trading session here in the United States. And it seems like part of that, at least, was driven by concerns that the conflict in the Middle East is maybe ratcheting up a little bit. So here on Thursday, there was some news that broke that Iran was threatening retaliatory actions against Israel in response to a bombing of their embassy in Damascus, Syria on Monday that actually killed a few top military commanders of Iran. And so this is obviously a risk factor and a watch point that we're going to have to stay on top of in the coming period. It did pressure markets a bit lower on Thursday. And on top of that as well, the energy markets are starting to rally. Brent crude oil, sort of a proxy of global energy markets, now has moved back above $90 a barrel. And so I think this does bear watching, particularly into a market that had gotten quite optimistic about the fundamental trajectory going into the latter parts of 2024 here. I think from our perspective so far, this doesn't look like a major crisis event. Importantly, the United States economy today is much more balanced around its energy sensitivities. Consumers don't spend as much on energy goods as they did in the major shocks back in the 1970s. And the U.S., which was a major net importer of oil back in the 1970s, is actually the biggest oil and gas producer in the world now, and actually a net oil exporter. And so I don't think we've, given those changing dynamics in the United States, yet reached sort of a breaking point, if you will, for the business cycle where these tensions look like they're going to cause major distress. But if this conflict were to continue escalating, that would certainly be a bit of a threat to financial markets that bears watching.
Well, that's all the questions we have. Thank you for your time, Paul, and thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week.